Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American. That's not an hour anymore. I have to watch that. 2 hours with you this morning. And I'll take calls today. I don't have a guest. So I love to talk to my audience out there. And you can do that by calling in at 800-313-9443. I was just doing a little promo for Republic. Not much has really changed for me. I'm still publishing the Free American. I am still doing this radio show. And in spite of their attempts to take me out, and I've told people I am one of the, I'm one of the lucky ones. Yeah, they tried to kill me. Yeah, they don't want me doing this show. They don't want me doing the magazine. But I'm still alive. I'm still out of jail. I'm still, and many other patriots and people who are pretty much innocent of any real danger to them, like Ernst Zundel, featured in this issue of the Free American, who simply disagreed with the some of the figures. And he's been jailed at 80 years old. At 80 years old, for denying the Holocaust or disagreeing with the official version. And we are doing the same things. He's only the one of the most recent. We've got people like Ezra Pound, one of the foremost poets in the world, who was put into an insane asylum for 13 years. And his stories in this issue of the Free American. But I was doing this this little thing for Republic, and I'll share that with you when we get back here with the up to date news on what's happening with Liberty Dollars and Ron Paul, the hope for America. Be right back, folks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right. We're back. And tell you what, I'll even relaunch the chat room. You can get that from my webpage. You can get to that from my webpage up in the top right-hand corner of the webpage. It'll say chat room. It's got my 800 number there. However, we're not using the 800 number, but I will launch a chat room. So I'd love to get that started again. Haven't been using that for a while. It we'll get that up right now. So if you want to come into the chat room, it's actually. Yeah. Okay. We'll work on that later and make it a little bit more visible. If you don't want the chat room is basically freeamerican.com/freeamericanchat2html. All right. Yeah, the in the promo I did there, I said, you know, we've been talking about the New World Order. And I bought into that. I bought into that. Sure did. Until I realized, I started thinking about it. Who gave us that term? Who gave us the term New World Order? Well, Hitler tried to do it, and technically the Soviet Union tried to do it. New World Order under the auspices of communism. But it's actually much older than that. Our founding fathers fought the New World Order of their day. The sun never sets on the English Empire. Could we go back further? Absolutely. Absolutely. The money changers that Jesus ran out of the temple. Well, they're still with us today, right now. Yeah, they just changed the name of the temple. Yeah. They now call it the Bank of England or the Federal Reserve. The quote and the history of those bankers, the Rothschilds, who, and maybe you know it, maybe you don't, the Rothschilds is German for Red Shield, and the Red Shield was a six-pointed star adopted by the Zionists for the State of Israel. And Zionists, again, were the creation of the Rothschilds. They financed Theodore Herzl and Bern. Got your key? Okay. And Israel was simply a colony, a Jewish colony they started, the Rothschilds started. And Palestine. And, of course, they gave, they got Lord Balfour to give Palestine to the Rothschilds, to the Zionists. All same thing. And today we've got the Bank of England and the money changers and the Federal Reserve going after any competition, and that's what's happened here now. That's what's happened here with the that's what's happened with the Liberty Dollar. Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar has been raided. And they've taken they've seized all of the Ron Paul dollars, not only the copper dollars. I mean, if you think about this, the feds went in and seized the gold, seized the silver, seized the Ron Paul dollars. It's a the Liberty Dollar people were suing the U.S. Mint. They brought a private issue into a public forum, joined the government issue, the government's issue in full, affording we've got some people are saying they deserve what they got because they put it in a public forum. I don't agree with that. I think the I think any time anyone goes against the Fed, the Federal Reserve, which isn't federal and has no reserves, profit-making bank, they're immediately targeted, and if they can't put them in jail, they'll simply kill them. And that's what they've done with three presidents and attempted to kill more. Not the New World Order, the Old World Order, the money changers change the name of the banks, and as far as I'm concerned, from the days of Jesus, Caesar morphed. They had to take the winning side. They kind of had to take the winning side, you know. Jesus' words rang throughout the world that day without the internet. His teachings, let Caesar have what Caesar's, struck a chord in the people. He told you you didn't need the priest, you didn't need the temple, that God was within you. And that struck a chord too, because people started to recognize truth. And so Caesar morphed into the Pope, and they adopted his teachings, Jesus' teachings, and they adopted his name anyway, and used that to further their rule and further their control of the people. Now, I'm going to be throughout the continuance of the show, I'm going to be interviewing religious people and teachers. I've got one here, Mark, who's from Syria, Assyrian preacher. Because that's really where it all started in Syria. Israel was simply a colony, an outpost of Syria. But we need to become aware of what's happening here, of the control, and I'm trying to read on my computer here, and I've got a difficult time doing that because it keeps shifting here. I don't know whether I've got a virus in here or what happens, or if it's just some new plan that disrupts my ability to read the computer. We're going to take a break, and I'll take your calls, 800-313-9443. You think it's a new world order, or you think we're still in the grasp of the old world order? We've looked at that before in the Free American. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Free American when we come back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back again. Our number here is 800-313-9443. Yeah, we've talked to you. We've been doing this for so many years, and we pretty much broke the story. The Free American broke the story on chemtrails. We have a video on it called Chemtrails, and we tried to tell people about it. They weren't contrails. Well, I've made the statement a number of times that
this comes with about 60 footnotes here.
Let me figure out this stop here. Hang on a second. Hold on, we'll get this
good friend,
get this stopped.
One of biologist that hasn't been murdered in the
okay.
past year.
Okay, trying to get this off of here. I want to share with you what has occurred. Come on. Let me get this off here. Okay, the chemtrails that has just hit the mainstream. Everything we've talked about in Free American 6 years ago is now pretty much appearing in mainstream. Okay, I think I've got that taken care of here. Let me see if I can share this with you. This from confirming what we've told you about chemtrails.
Could a strange substance found by a Southwest Arkansas man be part of a government test? Well, that's the question at the heart of a phenomenon called chemtrails, now getting widespread attention. Well, tonight, KSLA News 12 investigation reporter Jeff Farrell shows us the results of testing we had done about what's in our skies.
It seemed like some mornings it was just crisscrossing the whole sky. It was just like a giant checkerboard.
Bill Nichols snapped several photos of the strange clouds from his home in Stamps, Arkansas. They begin as normal contrails from a jet engine, but do not fade away like a normal contrail. Soon after, he saw particles in the air.
Because we'd see it drop to the ground in a haze.
Nichols then noticed the material collecting on the ground.
This is water and stuff that I collected in bowls. I had it set out in my backyard on my dad's pickup truck.
KSLA News 12 had the sample tested at a lab. The results? A high level of barium, 6.8 parts per million, more than three times the toxic level set by the EPA.
Armed with these lab results about the high levels of barium found in our sample, we decided to contact the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality. They told us that, yes, these levels are very unusual, but at the same time, they added the caveat that proving the source is a whole other matter.
Barium is a hallmark of other chemtrail testing, which even attracted attention from a Los Angeles TV station. There's already no shortage of unclassified weather modification programs by the government. But those who fear chemtrails could be secret biological or chemical testing on the public point to the 1977 Senate hearings in particular, which confirmed 239 populated areas had been contaminated with biological agents between 1949 and 1969. Later, the 1994 Rockefeller Report concluded hundreds of thousands of military personnel were also subjected to secret biological experiments over the last 60 years. But could secret testing be underway yet again?
I'd rather it be something inert and benign, you know, something that's, you know, not causing any damage, but I'd like to know what it is.
KSLA News 12 discovered chemtrails are even mentioned by name in the initial draft of House Bill 2977 back in 2001 under the Space Preservation Act. But the military denies any such program exists. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
And, you know, it turns out until 9 years ago, the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions. Only a public outcry repealed part of that law, with some exceptions.
As Jeff's report mentioned, high levels of barium linked to those alleged chemtrails. We wanted to find out exactly what effects barium has on the body. We spoke with Mark Ryan, the director of the Poison Control Center. Ryan tells KSLA News 12 that short-term exposure can lead to anything from stomach to chest pains. Long-term exposure causes blood pressure problems. Ryan addressed concerns by chemtrail researchers that barium could be meant to wear down a person's immune system.
Anything that causes ill effects in the body long-term, chronically, is going to affect your ability because it's constantly working on the body. So from that aspect, it's potential.
government testing on the public, but he's still a bit skeptical about the alleged chemtrails, at least at the moment, because the Poison Control Center is...
The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Well, I hope you got all of that news broadcast that I played. I had to shut the phone down, so I didn't hear the music start. But basically, they're saying this is a large quantities of high content of barium in the chemtrails. Well, again, we've reported on that before in the Free American. But it weakens your immune system. And in my film, The True Face of FEMA, Colonel John Brinkerhoff, lecturing law enforcement there in Albuquerque, tells you, in case of a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area, we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people. Some of them just won't follow orders, he says. Oh, are you talking about the National Guard? No, they're too expensive, and besides, they're going to be in Afghanistan or Iraq or Iran or someplace. And what I've told you is that one day we have the tendency, and I'm guilty of this, I've said it myself, well, you know what, they're not poisoning us, they're not poisoning us, because I've been under these chemtrails. I've seen them many, many times. Anytime we had an expo, they sprayed over the city we were in. So, but most Americans do not have the immune system that I do, because mine isn't compromised with drugs or pharmaceuticals. And one day, I've told you, those chemtrails, since the pilots have no idea what they're spraying on people, and they're being told that they have to do this to prevent the infrared radiation from killing all life on Earth. One day, that bird flu pandemic that they prepared you for will come from the chemtrails. All they have to do is change a bottle on the planes that are spraying this stuff. And then your immune system will be weakened. So it'll be easier for you to succumb. I've also told you about the war on terror. The war on terror is a war on anyone that is standing up, speaking out against one world government, one world banking. And now even the Rothschilds owned for 100 years Reuters news service reports from Pakistan that torture, beatings, executions, racist stereotyping, and intrusive surveillance are among the abuses countries are committing in the name of fighting terrorism. The Commonwealth Human Rights Commission said since the 9/11 attacks, many nations have been using the military for police work in the so-called war on terror, leading to brutal policing techniques, including extrajudicial killings. The commission made the allegations in a report that reviews human rights in the 53-nation body before the biennial Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. Until recently, torture was condemned as a gross violation of human rights and fear of terrorism, and the desire to respond to it is steadily undermining this absolute prohibition, the report said. Among the offenders it named was Pakistan, which risks suspension from the Commonwealth because of President Musharraf's imposition of martial law. Also mentioned was Uganda, where the military police this year raided the high court to seize bailed opposition supporters accused of treason. The extrajudicial killing of terrorists provides an easy way of eliminating suspects. Often these terrorists turn out to be children, dissidents, unarmed, and peaceful protesters, the report said. I've told you that Iraq was a training ground for the United States. I think this particular report shows that. It is said the right not to be jailed without charge was slowly being eroded in Tanzania, Bangladesh, where suspects can be held indefinitely without trial, and that's already happened here. The young man, the young gang member, supposedly a gang member that was arrested here in the United States, is still being held on charges of, I don't think there is any charges. He didn't have any radioactive traces on him, and yet he's still being held. In Malaysia, Singapore, and Brunei, they can be detained for longer than 700 days, while Britain is considering an extension of that 28-day period suspects can be held without charge. And they've pretty much eliminated our rights here with the laws that they passed, too. The consequences of taking people into custody without cause for long periods of detention are made even dire by laws that restrict access to counsel. Positive profiling of terror suspects has spawned racial stereotypes. It said, in Britain, people of South Asian descent are 30% more likely than others to be stopped by police. Anti-terrorism has resulted in the deepest compromises of our member states on human rights. An expert on rights and law at Hong Kong University told delegates at a Commonwealth People's Forum. Uganda will host this on Friday, after a state visit from Britain's Queen Elizabeth, the head of the Commonwealth. The report notes that despite 13 international counterterrorism conventions and resolutions, countries have failed to agree on a definition of terrorism. Pretty incredible, huh? And the, let's just eliminate that here. The story that we've got on the cover this month, Free American, featuring Nacho Ramos. Well, there's more developments in that case. The drug dealer they shot in the ass was caught delivering, trying to deliver another 750 pounds of marijuana. And he's the one that testified against him. He was arraigned this past Friday. And Duncan Hunter delivered a letter, hand-delivered a letter to President Bush demanding a pardon for Ramos and Compion before Thanksgiving. Let's see if I can pull this up to a Fox News interview with both Duncan Hunter and Tara. But Congress has declared an investigation is in order on both Johnny Sutton, the prosecutor, who gave the drug smuggler immunity to testify against his arrest. And the moral groups raised concern over the treatment of Ramos and Compion. Monica and the children, who I got to meet, we're going to Phoenix to visit Nacho on Wednesday, but Nacho will be in solitary confinement the entire Thanksgiving weekend. If you're so inclined, you need to contact the White House and demand a pardon before Thanksgiving. You can do that by calling the White House switchboard at 202-456-1414 and the White House comment line 202-856-1111. The White House fax line is 202-456-2461. And their email, comments@whitehouse.org. You know, folks, this is getting worse all the time. And in this Free American, we've told you that one in every 31 Americans... One in every 31 Americans is in prison, on parole, or on probation. And the, there's been two remarkable developments in Washington in the past week that highlight the extent to which the United States has become the land of mass incarceration. The Supreme Court denied the appeal of Weldon Angelos for a first-time drug offense. Angelos was a 24-year-old Utah music producer with no prior conviction when he was convicted of three sales of marijuana in 2004. During these sales, he possessed a gun. Though there were no altercations, he never used it or threatened to use it. Under federal mandatory sentencing law, the judge was required to sentence Angelos to 5 years on the first offense and 25 years each for the two subsequent offenses. For a total of 55 years in prison, and imposing the sentence, Judge Paul Casal, a leading conservative jurist, decried the sentencing policy as unjust, cruel, and even irrational. D'Angelo's decision came on the heels of a Bureau of Justice Statistics report finding that there are now a record 2.2 million Americans incarcerated in the nation's prisons and jails. And these figures represent the continuation of a race to incarcerate, which has been raging since 1972, with 500% increase in the number of people in prisons since then. The United States now has become a world leader in the rate of incarceration, locking its citizens up at 5 to 8 times the rate of other industrialized nations. The strict punishment meted out in D'Angelo's case and thousands of others explain much of the rapid increase in the prison populations. And, folks, the prisons are going to be overcrowded. I'm just going to interrupt this story to give you this one, this information. These people that are in prison, minor drug charges for tax offenses or whatever, are subject to be deported or sent out of this country on work crews that are private prison systems. Basically, it's slavery. They're sending out these prisoners for foreign work crews in foreign countries, and many of these countries, as you've just heard, are violating human rights left and right. The composition of the prison population also reflects the inequalities, socioeconomic inequalities in society. 60% of the prison population is African American and Latino, and if current trends can continue, one of every three black males and one in every six Latino males born today can expect to go to prison at some point in time in his lifetime. The overall rates for women are lower, but the racial and ethnic disparities are similar, and the growth rate of women's incarceration is nearly double that of men over the past two decades. While the United States has a higher rate of violent crime than comparable nations, the substantial prison buildup since 1980 has resulted from changes in policy, not changes in crime. The Get Tough movement, which embraced initiatives designed to send more people to prison and to keep them for longer periods of time, contributed to the massive prison construction and corrections budgets, now totaling $60 billion annual. These policy changes include a mandatory sentence that restrict judicial discretion while imposing one-size-fits-all penalties, three strikes and you're out laws that allow life terms upon a third felony conviction and a war on drugs. And drug policies have been responsible for a disproportionate share of the rise of the inmate population, with over 40,000 drug offenders in prison or jail in 1980, increasing to 500,000 today. Substantial body of research has documented that these laws have had virtually no effect on the drug trade as measured by price or availability of drugs. And most of the drug offenders in prison are not the kingpins of the drug trade. Indeed, low-level sellers who are incarcerated are rapidly replaced on the sheets by others seeking economic gain. While crime rates have been declining nationally for a decade, research to date demonstrates that expanded incarceration has at best been responsible for only a quarter of this decline. Other factors have played a key role, include a strong economy in the 1990s that provided employment opportunities for low-skilled workers, a marked decline in crack cocaine use and its associated violence by the early 1990s, and strategic community policing. New York City, which experienced a two-thirds reduction in homicides from 1900 to 2002, did so despite a one-third decline in its jail population during that time period. And conversely, while Idaho led the nation with an astonishing 174% rise in its prison population, it nevertheless experienced a 14% rise in crime. with a new Democratic Congress in place, there's hope that the long-festering criminal justice policy inequalities, inequities can be addressed. A long-term champions, a long-time reform champions, Representative John Carner of Michigan and Bobby Scott, Democrat of Virginia, are poised to take over the chairmanships of the House Judiciary Committee and its Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security Committee, respectively. But we should be cautious in our expectations, given the Democratic Party's record of complicity in endorsing get-tough measures. Bill Clinton's 1994 crime bill, for example, was loaded with harsh sentencing provisions and $8 billion in new prison construction. Progressives would be wise to continue to build bipartisan support for criminal justice reform measures. In recent years, this has led to alliances with conservative Sam Brownback, Jeff Sessions, who sponsored bills for prison reentry, crack cocaine, sentencing reform, respectively. And, of course, they're talking about crack cocaine here. Methamphetamine has replaced it, and it's coming in from Mexico. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Again, my number, I want to talk to you.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right. Well, can't wait till the next break here. I think my breakfast just came in. All right. My chat room is working now. It's up and working, and I've been told that Jose Padilla, the gentleman I was talking about, he's been tried and found guilty of supporting terrorism. So he's he's down the tubes. He's in the prisons now. And it's a shame. But that's probably the fate that we've all got in store. Unless we do something. And in the publisher's column of this issue of the Free American, I've told you, first of all, let me reiterate here. The Free American is our best tool. For combating this, for informing people. And Benjamin Franklin told us that whoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation must begin by subduing the freeness of speech. And that's what's happened with the Free American. That's why, and you'll read this whole article, that or in the publisher's column here, that I tell you, right up here, in all the articles, I back this up. I tell you that we already have one out of every three Americans either behind bars or in probation or parole. And I say it may be time to organize the gulag of refugees to reclaim their rights in America from the growing police state. We're being set up for a total police state that will make the former Soviet Union and Red China look like desirable countries to live in. The targeting of patriots follows a pattern of attacks against a long line of notable people, people like the intellectuals in Red China, Russia, Germany, Joe McCarthy, Ernst Zundel, Eustace Mullins, Ezra Pound. And when a coup occurs, it is important to take out all those who have the intellectual ability to discern who and what is responsible for the atrocities that will follow. Now, new laws allow for the suspension of habeas corpus and the imprisonment of people like me with no explanation, no notification of our families, no access to an attorney. And what is happening to me here alone here in Bingham is happening to millions of Americans in our towns and cities. The Internet's a double-edged sword, gives us access to information previously hidden, but opens us up to scammers tracking, monitoring, and isolates us at the same time. We should approach it with caution. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443, and I'm going to give you some important updated information about me. Hang on.
With recent